Okay, everyone. So as you saw, Jana's email went out earlier this week as a kind of intro to the DCV franchise group, but we wanted to make sure that you could answer, we get all your answers to questions you may have, and just to get a little bit more of understanding of this group. So today we have our presenters here to give you a better understanding of what it is that we can do to make this partnership as best it can be. So I'll go ahead and pass it over to you guys there, and you can go through your presentation.
Wonderful. Thank you for your help this morning. And on behalf of the entire franchise group here at DCV, we're honored to be joining the Franet family, and something that we have looked to be able to do for quite some time. We love being of service and want to be that to you and your clients. And I think for some of you who might know us already, I think you know that we are all about helping rebuild Main Street America and making dreams come true. As corny as it sounds, you know, a few of us here are in what I call the over 50 club and been around the block a few times. And so, like I said, as corny as it sounds, that's what we're truly all about. The relationship that we have with our clients embodies the full scope of ensuring successful business ownership. And so while our focus is placing financing for entrepreneurs, new and existing, mostly new, we want to be sure that they're going to arrive successful, that they're going to arrive financially safe and be able to grow their enterprise. One of our positioning statements has a great deal to do with multi-unit strategy, which is arriving financially safe so the entrepreneur can grow their enterprise. So that just gives you a little foundation, an entry, if you will, as to who we are here at DCV. With that said, I'd like to thank Jana for your time and for listening to us and allowing us this opportunity to be part of the Franet family. We're really excited about it and look forward to seeing as many of you as we possibly can in March here in Long Beach on what we used to call the right coast, or the left coast, but it's the right coast. It's the best coast as far as we're concerned. But anyhow, we'll go ahead and get started here with the presentation. And unfortunately, we're not able to advance the slides, so we're going to be asking Megan to do that as we move forward. And I wanted to, I guess I should introduce Anthony, who is also here in the room on the call, Anthony Bird. We happen to have the same last name, and so just to clear any wonderment, Anthony is my eldest son. He and his wife have given my wife and I two beautiful grandchildren, a four-year-old boy and a four-month-old girl. And so Anthony has been in the business for about 3 years or so and has just really found his place. And I'll never forget when he first came to me after starting with the firm, told me about how much he enjoys changing people's lives. And so we're really excited about having him with us today. Also, Larry Schwartz, who is a very dear friend of mine and happens to be, of course, a partner here at the firm in the franchise group. Larry and I have worked together for many years, working in different verticals, but working in the same business, of course, which is franchising. And so Larry is here as well this morning. So we'll go ahead and get the presentation started, and I'm going to turn it over to Anthony. We're going to be tag-teaming a little bit, and we don't want to overwhelm anybody, so we'll try and take it as slowly as we need to and look forward to any questions that you have. So, Anthony, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Reg, for the introduction. Good morning, everybody. As Reg said, my name is Anthony Bird. I am here to be working with everybody directly as far as being able to place financing for your franchisee candidates. Our process always starts with an introduction to that franchisee candidate. And DCV is here to make sure that we are always following your lead. So however and in any way that you feel comfortable making an introduction to myself and our firm is how it works for us. We don't have any set process. We are, again, if you'd like to send an email introduction, if you'd like to do an introduction over the phone, we have both Skype, FaceTime, you name it, whatever it is, we have it here to make sure that that introduction and that candidate feels as comfortable as possible. We do work with candidates in all different stages. So whether they are a new franchisee doing this for the very first time, whether they have signed the franchise agreement already or have just received the FDD. If they are looking for multi-unit strategies, whatever that might be, we're working with candidates, again, in all different stages. Now, for those candidates in, who are in that very beginning stage, we're here to assist you in determining their level of commitment. There's a great saying that goes around, if they're not willing to turn in their underwriting documents, they might not be willing to go through the process. So we're here to be able to weed out any tire kickers, whether it be the first call or, like I said, they've signed the franchise agreement. We're definitely willing to talk to them and making sure that they understand and you understand where everybody feels comfortable in the process. And what that does is I think it really brings ease to the process, that ease of just knowing that your financing individual is right down the hall from you, making sure that you're kept up and in the loop and knowing where every candidate is in their process with DCV and where they are in their franchise process. So I'd like to ask Megan if we can go to the next slide, please. Thank you. So the next part is building the relationship with that franchisee candidate, making sure that they understand the project as they move forward with it, and determining what their goals and objectives are. What is their strategy to become a franchisee? We make sure that they have a full knowledge and understanding of what a project cost entails, from the cash that they have to put down on an SBA loan to what their costs are, how tenant improvement allowance works. We cover all of that with them. We make sure they understand their timeline for financing, whether it be a quick process with the 401k rollover, whether it be the time it takes to do an SBA loan, the time it takes us for to write their business plan. They have a full knowledge and timeline of their project. We help them understand what their financial net worth is. Financial net worth being a tangible number, this really comes into play as there might be things that they are counting in their financial net worth as maybe retirement money that they can't use. Well, the bank is not going to look at that as any type of funds that would count towards their net worth. And we help determine all of this through our underwriting process, which actually takes just 24 hours after receiving a candidate's documents back in, where we're either able to 100% guarantee and pre-qualify them for an SBA loan, or two, we can issue a roadmap. As Reg said, we don't want to leave anybody out on the curb, so if they aren't pre-qualified, we issue them a roadmap and tell them exactly the steps necessary to follow so that they can reach their pre-qualification and then, of course, obtain financing to become that new franchisee. So, Megan, I'm going to ask to go to the next slide, please. Thank you. So our different financing solutions that we have in at DCV here in-house. First and foremost, DCV is not tied to any lender or financing solution. We do have a great multitude of lenders, but with those lenders, every lender is going to be looking for something different. Every lender is going to be looking for a different type of concept to fund. Everybody's going to be looking for a different type of franchisee to fund too. So we make sure that as we go through our process, depending on what that concept is and who that franchisee candidate is, we'll know exactly what lenders to take that project to. And of course, as far as a financing solution is concerned, we want to make sure that that franchisee is receiving the best financing solution possible and making sure that it's going to fit what their needs are to get into that project. So under our traditional lending vertical, of course, we are the masters in SBA programs. This is how DCV was founded and started. This is something we've been doing now for coming up on 15 years, and we carry an absolute perfect track record with our SBA program in making sure that those SBA loans are funded every single time. Of course, we do have conventional options. Conventional options usually will come into play after a startup. These might be, you know, opening more than one store at a single time after initial stores, so we do have access to that. Business lines of credit come into great handy after someone has maybe opened their location and would like to have some additional funds outside of working capital that they could tap when necessary. Of course, we offer the retirement rollover program. Home equity. Home equity we would never use to be able to fund an entire project, but sometimes there's equity in someone's home that they can use for the cash injection on an SBA loan. We find it to be a very useful tool. And then, of course, equipment leasing. Now, with equipment leasing, it is, as it sounds, equipment, you know, leased to own, but there's ways to combo it. And let's say someone is not completely qualified for an SBA loan. Well, we can get them equipment leasing to reduce their project cost for an SBA loan, and then get an SBA loan for what's necessary for working capital and build out. And there's also ways to hybrid the rollover program with that. So there's ways to move these programs so that they can work together, again, to make sure that that franchisee is successful in their financing, but also making sure that they arrive on a platform of financial safety. That's always our key objective and first and foremost.
I just want to jump in and mention something about home equity. That's not something that we offer in-house. It's something that we offer if it's recognized as being part of a solution to assist folks in being able to get their financing. So home equity is outside the box of what we handle inside, or in-house, I should say, but something that we let folks know about if it's there, to be sure and look into that as part of an option.
That's a great point. A lot of these folks with the home equity lines will go directly to their lender who holds the note to be able to get those lines of credit. So the next slide, please, Meg. So finding the balance, the five key criteria and what's necessary for an SBA loan. So when we talk about finding the balance, this means that if there is weakness in some of these categories, we do not need strength in every single one. Finding the balance and making these key criteria work together to get to that pre-qualification for a franchisee is very important. With credit, of course, we love to see 700 and above scores. That's always very helpful to projects, but we can take on projects as low as about 670, being the minimum threshold. And we even have credit repair services available through a partner company where we can pre-qualify based on what their credit repair is going to look like. The cash injection on a typical SBA program 7A is anywhere from 20 to 30%. On an SBA 504, which involves the purchase of real estate, we look at 10 to 15%. As far as what that necessary down payment is for an SBA loan. Collateral is always exceptional, but not a full requirement. Same with secondary income. A secondary income is always very helpful to a project, but not a necessary requirement. And experience. And just to use an example, when we, let's say, open up a franchise concept that's a restaurant, if a franchisee does not have a full background in restaurants, that's not going to disqualify them for an SBA loan. A bank, and especially the franchise concept, knows that they're going to be bringing in a team of people that they've hired to bring that experience. They look for a business sense and savvy and background. That's what's going to make a franchisee successful, and that they know that they're going to be able to bring in those folks with experience to make this project successful. So that's what we talk about. The key criteria to obtain an SBA loan. So Megan, with the next slide, please. So moving forward, our strategies for success. As I mentioned, making sure that every candidate understands the unique composition of their net worth. This is done through DCV's education and strategy programs, making sure that they do have a full education on their programs and understand their strategies moving forward, whether their goal be a single unit or multi-unit. Advising financially safe for growth is always incredibly important. We want to make sure that they can grow their enterprise. That's always a key goal, if it is their goal to do so. And once they've engaged DCV to move forward, we carry a perfect track record with financing. As long as the franchisee obtains their financial position that they brought to DCV to start their project, financing is absolutely imminent. There is no question in our mind or anyone's mind that this project will not be achieved and financed. The next slide, please. The business plan, the key to the vault. And this is why when we do an SBA program, we offer our 100% guarantee. So the next slide, please. The business plan that we write is a plan that is written on every single SBA program and is completely customized to every single franchisee and their concept. It includes an executive summary, which talks about not only the concept, but the franchisee and their biography, a market overview and marketing strategies that includes everything from a competitive analysis and how they're going to get their brand out there, a full demographic study, in-depth as how many cars are going to drive by the location every day, and then, of course, the most important is the pro forma financial projections. These are 3 years of financial projections that we put together that include everything from a first-year profit and loss statement month by month, cash flow, balance sheets, a break-even analysis, everything that's required by a bank for an SBA program for them to see. As a little side note here, we also specialize in business plans for folks looking to come to the United States and open their business and have used this business plan to obtain EB-5 and E-2 visas for franchisees who are looking to get into a franchise concept and come to America to do so. This is a plan that maximizes strengths and minimizes weaknesses, and we make sure that these plans are matched to a lender's interest. The lender is going to go through and read every page of this plan, and we're making sure that it has everything that's going to pop to that lender and why they're going to offer those expressions of interest to your franchisees to fund their projects. The next slide, please. Once that business plan is complete, we then present it to lenders. The franchisees then receive expressions of interest come in from our lenders. We always offer guidance and what might be the best bank for them to move forward, because we're going to make sure that they're being positioned for success. It's very important to us, and this is a real hand-holding program where we're taking them not just through the underwriting, not just through the business plan, but even after they receive their expressions of interest from our lenders, we're holding their hand every step of the way until they've essentially had that ribbon cutting and their grand opening.
And I'll go ahead and touch base here for just a minute and mention that here in our Woodland Hills office, and maybe I'll just step back for just a second, for those of you who don't know, but I think Jana announced that we had combined with Singer Lewak, one of the largest consulting firms on the West Coast. We actually have 8 offices here in California. We have 1 in Denver, and we're working toward an office in Las Vegas as well. We have nearly 400 employees and just a plethora of resources available to us now that we didn't have before. And we're just delighted to be here. It was about 4 years ago that Larry and I came together because of both having the same opinion and knowing that we needed more. We needed to be able to offer more because we knew that our clients needed more. And as a result, we began looking for a partnership that matched our culture and understood what we did. Singer Lewak definitely matches our culture, and they had been actually looking for a franchise practice to include in their consulting division, and so it was really a wonderful match. With that said, here in our Woodland Hills office, our main office is in Los Angeles in Westwood Village, but here in the Woodland Hills office, we have the partner who is the practice leader for our business solutions group, as well for tax and audit, and we have a very strong relationship with ADP that allows us to offer their services at deeply discounted pricing, which includes our human resources and insurance verticals. And I bring this up because part of positioning our clients for success might end up including talking about these other services that are available, such as outside bookkeeping and accounting, understanding a franchise tax return, for example, in the state of Texas. There's a calculation in the state of Texas for filing a franchise tax return. And we have all of these resources available to us now. I happen to work very closely, having been a CFO controller in the hospitality industry for many years. I have that CFO hat. And so organically, I have become very close with our business solutions group here at Singer Lewak, and I oversee the bookkeeping and accounting services that we're doing for our franchisor and our franchisee clients. One of the things that I mentioned to Jana was it might be something as simple as when talking to a franchisee who's going through the funding process, we happen to ask the question about accounting or bookkeeping, or what professionals have they surrounded themselves with? Because lenders want to know that the individual has surrounded themselves with people who are going to help them be successful in professional practices such as attorneys and CPAs and so forth. And so a simple question to one of our clients might be, have you talked to a CPA? Are you working with anybody to do your bookkeeping and accounting? And so sometimes, quite frankly, and I'm sure you have all heard this before, it's not something that they've even thought about. Being a brand new business owner, they're so overwhelmed with so many things. Oftentimes, the accounting and bookkeeping might be something that they haven't even thought about yet. So the positioning for success point involves all of these other services now that we're able to provide to make sure that our clients arrive successfully.
Perfect. Thank you, Reg. So the next slide, please.
So that's an easy one.
That's a very easy one. We want to thank everybody for their time. And I'd like to invite Larry Schwartz now to go ahead and just maybe provide a 30,000-foot view on the outside consulting that we have here at the DCV Franchise Group, just to kind of bring our firm and our practices full circle for you all today.
Sure. Thanks, Anthony. Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks again for joining the call today. So just real quick, within our consulting department, our focus is really the incubation and development of new franchise system infrastructure. So this is really about existing businesses that have decided to franchise that organization as their go-forward growth strategy. And as you all know, franchising is a different animal and requires its own unique infrastructure. So they'll come to us within our consulting department and look to us to provide guidance, insight, create deliverables, processes, procedures, and other components that are necessary to build that franchise infrastructure so that they can launch successfully and become a successful franchisor long-term. So that's really where our focus is. There's a variety of services that we provide to those clients, but that's really the sweet spot of our consulting practice here.
Hey guys, it's Jana. If it's okay, I want to jump in on a couple of things to tell the group at this point. Is that all right?
Absolutely. Other than we just want to point out that the phone number that's there is Anthony's direct line here at DCV Franchise Group.
Okay. Thank you so much. I just want to give the group a couple of points that will help them really kind of understand what's going on and assure them of a few things. Number one, we'll be setting up some training with Reg and Anthony to go over our processes, which includes, you know, getting them more familiar with our PFA so they understand when we send a client what that client's makeup is and how they're going to react and, you know, what words to use. We're also going to be sure they're set up on FranConnect so they will be able to receive the leads just like you're used to doing now. So that'll all be set up and is in the process. Obviously, since this was just announced and we're getting them launched, wanted you to know we are taking care of that. There were also a couple of questions this week in regards to indemnification. And Reg has assured me he's going to be working with his risk team, and we're going to get that in place. It's not as easy as us handing them what we already had because we signed some documents that said we wouldn't do that. But Reg will be working with Joe Dunn and Lane to be sure we get in place adequate indemnification so you will have that same comfort that you currently have with our preferred provider. So they are doing everything and more to try to be as accommodating as possible and want this to be a smooth, productive, and profitable relationship for everyone concerned. So with that, Reg, I'll turn it back over to you all and know that you're in good hands. Megan will be getting you set up and trained.
Wonderful. Thanks again, Jenna, truly. We offer our services to you for any questions that you have. As I mentioned, you have Anthony's direct line. I'm always available as well. And we just look very forward to working with all of you. And as Jana said, making this a very smooth transition. We're very cooperative and wanting to be sure that we have everything in place that you all need so we can make this as seamless as possible. And that's really about it today. Thank you very much.
Hold on. We have a couple of questions in the chat if you guys have some more time to go through. One of the questions is, what are your fees for SBA lending prep?
Yeah, so our fee on a standard SBA program under $700,000 is $5,500. That includes everything from A to Z, their business plan, lender presentation, and staying with them until their grand opening. Our assessment and underwriting period is completely free and at no charge to them. And the best part about our fee is every lender that we work with looks at our fee as part of the borrower's cash injection. So what's going to be required for them to spend everything up front, from paying the franchise fee to maybe traveling to Discovery Day, counts towards their cash injection. Our fee falls in that category as working towards their down payment on that SBA loan.
Awesome. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the lines, too, just to make sure that if we have additional questions, people can ask that. So 1 second. Let me unmute the lines.
Okay.
The conference has been unmuted.
Okay, so did that answer that one question there? Did anybody have any further questions about that in particular? Okay, and there was a second question in the chat for you guys, and it says, is SL prepared to act as a client's ongoing CPA and bookkeeping services regardless of any state Z is located?
Yes, they are. We are able to provide that service in any state in the country.
Are there any other questions that we have for today on this presentation?
This is Harriet in Phoenix.
Hi, Harriet. Hi, Harriet.
Hello. Singer Luke sounds like they have quite a broad range of support. Does this extend to legal in terms of setting up an entity, or should that be done before they're interfacing with you?
The franchise legal services are something that come up throughout one's journey. Certainly, if it's a franchise disclosure document that needs to be reviewed, that should most likely happen prior to or while they're going through the funding process with us. But Singer LeWack does not have a legal division. We have, though, in our portfolio of contacts and strategic alliances, some wonderful franchise attorneys, many of whom I'm sure all of you know. And so we're more than happy to provide those references if you like. But we'll kind of leave that in your hands unless, of course, you come to us directly. We're more than happy to step in.
And that would include corporate entity formation. So that's actually something that we do here within the DCV division.
Yeah, that's taken care of in-house. So we have the ability to form their LLC, their S corporation. And it's not necessary for them to have that before they come to us. That's actually not required by a lender until the bank is ready to fund and deposit their check for working capital into their corporate checking account.
Okay, but that is something you help them with in terms of the formation of LLC, C-Corp, whatever there is they need?
Absolutely, definitely.
Okay.
Fictitious business name statements and so forth.
DBAs, whatever it is we can do here in-house.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Harriet. Great question, as always.
Anything else that we want to cover today while we have everybody on the call? Okay, well, you will be receiving the recording of this call later today along with a couple sheets that they have given me to give to you all to look over. And again, there's a number if you want to find out some more information that maybe a question pops up later on you didn't have a chance to ask today. So thank you, everybody, for attending and for your time today, and I hope you have a good rest of your Wednesday. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Megan, for putting this together.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to it.
Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.